therefore stuff going on.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I wanted, yes, that's like, oh my gosh, you just confirmed. I live near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And last night, about 5:30, I was coming home from my daughter's house, and I live like 2 miles from the base. And of course, it's been made Space Force a big part of Space Force. But when I was coming home, I'm not kidding you, there were so many planes for 5 hours coming and going, coming and going. Yes, yes. And one of them, I just kind of was really slow getting back to my property. And I just was looking at this one because it wasn't landing. It wasn't landing. It was going around this one part of Springfield, Ohio. I don't know what do you call it? Not reconnaissance, but taking pictures and, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Getting a visual.
Yeah. Or listening in on people's, you know, conversations. I don't know. This is like Star Wars stuff right now, but.
They totally do. They can locate you by your IP address on your phone, and they can then hone in on who you are, you know, your identity and anything and everything that electronically, you know, you've said and done. So, yes, I think that's absolutely true.
Yep. Well, that's why there's no parking. Because you have them.
Yeah. Wow. And who's that guy, Monkey Works? He just take a look at the maps that the guy is showing. I mean, it's just unfreaking believable. You cannot not say that there's something going on, right? If an average person who doesn't know anything, that should wake them up. Mm-hmm. That should wake them up, especially knowing about the election, right? Just the election, nothing else. So, wow.
Well, a lot of the things that I've been seeing, and I don't watch TV, but I do everything on my laptop. But when I start to go to the Google site before I get on to certain things, it'll have news articles. And so many of the news articles every day has had something to do with arresting somebody with pedophilia. Everything.
Get it?
Well, you got it. Really out now, isn't it? It's yep. Really out everywhere. I mean, the latest one was that that rabbi or whatever, right? You know.
Hi, buddy. You come back from the groomers. Wow, look at you! Aren't you gorgeous?
Yeah, he's showing himself off. He just came back from the groomers. He's letting everyone know. Oh, I'm pretty. I'm pretty.
Hi. Hello. Good boy. Feel better?
I put on Facebook yesterday about dead suddenly or died suddenly. You can type that in the search and it talks about the COVID-19. Well, I put that on Facebook yesterday just to share that with people. They took it off. They reported it as suspicious or something. And I'm thinking, yeah, we haven't got them all yet.
Oh, back to Facebook jail again.
Yeah. Like Facebook.
I'm still in Twitter jail.
Are you?
Oh, for 2 years now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I was one of the first ones just after Trump, I think, actually. Just after him. I'm a couple
bad girl.
Yeah, it was.
You bad girl. You.
That's okay. I like it.
Patty, I think the people doing that to you on Facebook are the good guys, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
It's weird. Yeah, because it was taken over, right? It's Meta now.
Yeah.
So why would they allow me to share that? It's about COVID, because, and it's about the blood clot.
Everything has to look still like it's them.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
How brilliant is that?
Yeah. Part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And for anyone who's not aware, for they who are bad and arrogant and think otherwise, it'll be one of the reasons why they'll still do the bad stuff they're doing and you know, give the military enough evidence to scoop them up. I watched another horrible EOS from my building leave a couple of nights ago. Last year with my poor dog who had a stroke, I would, especially when it was cold, take him in the elevator and take him up onto a different floor just to keep him walking back and forth. You know, I rehabbed him, but I am concerned about him stepping into the elevator, not really paying attention. And all of a sudden somebody puts their hand on me to push me. And I'm just not the guy you do that to. I'm the guy that looks at you like, you want to die now? And yeah. In that moment, because I had my fragile dog, I just didn't do anything. But since then, you better believe every time I see him, I look at him like, go ahead and look at me, because I now don't have a dog with me. And now you want to push me. So he has not made any eye contact, but I got his number for a number of reasons. I can tell from a mile away, he's a POS. He's one of them. And I was thrilled. There's a really wonderful guy who works in my building. And two nights ago, he pointed with his face. He did one of these. He went, you know, and I had already seen what was going on out in front of the building. Didn't realize it was somebody from my building. And then he giggles. He just giggles like a little happy child. And then tells me, he goes, that's your friend from 1601. I said, what? So I, for what it's worth, if you vicariously can think, I have laid eyes on some of these scumbags and done a lot of enough research and figuring it out by their behavior and whatever else. I'm watching them go. Hopefully forever. So yeah, stuff's happening. Sorry you don't live where you get to see it, but it does get to be a bit much. It really does make me just like, you know, but apparently God thinks I can handle it. So hopefully on the other side of this, I'll be alive and well.
Feels like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Or the Outer Limits, take your pick.
Yeah. They're not awake, but we are, and we see everything.
Yes. That's the pleasures of being awake, I guess. I think I'd rather be awake than asleep, though.
Oh, me too, definitely.
Because I don't want...
Yeah, I can't even imagine being asleep. Can you guys?
And the only reason I prefer to be awake because I don't want to endure that 2x4 upside the head when I wake up.
I'm not going to be a 2x4.
Okay, Mack truck.
It's going to be the Mack truck. Yeah, I came up with that saying when I used to do readings all those years ago, right? I came up just to give them an idea of how the universe, when it's trying to teach you or show you something, when you don't get it, the next time around, it elevates, right? So it's even stronger. So it really catches your attention, right? So we go from, you know, the little tap behind the head, just kind of, and then you go to the 2x4, right? And then it's the friggin' Mack truck. And the Mack truck can represent a trauma, like cancer, like bringing in cancer, or some kind of illness or something like that. And so that's why all you have to do is just pay attention to whatever, you know, you're being shown, right? And acknowledge it, right? And just say, yep, got it, thanks. And, you know, give it back to the universe because you don't need it now anymore, right? So then that stops right there. But until you acknowledge what it's trying to show you, it'll keep coming around till you get it. So
while Luna's talking, I'm literally watching somebody right here go right in front of me. There's a path right here with people. I'm not far from one of the museums.
How many people with the canes?
Well, even better. It was a younger woman who is in a wheelchair with her the ankle boot on as she's being pushed. Mm. And I'm looking at her smirking like, you don't have an ankle injury. I know what that boot means. But some of them go so far. I don't know if they're given a choice or if they're told, you know, when they're arrested, like, there's your options. You can have a cane, a boot.
They're given that option.
Crutches, or if you want to go, you know, full scale drama, you can have a wheelchair. And I think she just chose the wheelchair, but she was a young woman in a wheelchair. And the other thing that I'm not even realizing the entire time since before I got on the call is that somewhere, I can't really see it, there's a helicopter hovering in the air the whole time. So there's much more stuff going on. Apparently, it's still 9/11. They're 9/11.
Well, isn't the Supreme Court going to hear about the 315 people, the Supreme Court?
Well, don't you think that already happened? And I heard the only one left from the Supreme Court that's either still active or probably still alive is Clarence.
Yeah.
He is the Supreme
Court. They said he was going to be the only one anyway, right? Because all the rest were tainted. We knew that 5 years ago, right? But you know what else I heard? I heard that the tribunals in Washington are finished.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. That's pretty significant, right? That's huge.
So iPhone, I don't know what your name is, New Yorker dude.
Oh, RJ.
RJ.
New Yorker dude.
Okay, New Yorker dude. That's your new name.
That's your new name.
So these people that you're seeing are maybe like doctors or bankers.
Yeah.
Or lawyers. Political people.
Lawyers. Could be lawyers too, right?
I will tell you that weeks ago, I don't know if I stop me if I told you this, but weeks ago, there was a guy staying in a hotel on my street. He kept acknowledging me with my dogs. I thought, well, he's a dog lover. Then one day I don't have the dogs and I see him at my corner and we exchange a few words. He's got a Southern accent, Carolina. He tells me the reason he's in town is because his brother got a phone call that his brother was at a party and his brother fell and hit his head and had a brain bleed and died. And then I can't help it. So I'm sorry to hear that. How old was your brother? 43. I said, what did he do for a living? He says he was a director, some kind of director at NYU Langone Medical.
Yeah.
And I was like, button the lip, sew your lips together. Don't say what's on your mind, which is, that's not why your brother died. It looks like you really believe that. That's not at all why he said he was put that. Yeah,
he was a bad boy.
But even those guys, those types of people, when the truth comes out, it's really going to hit them hard because they will have had family members, you know, directly involved in that, right? And it's been kept from them because the deal was that, you know, in that particular case, they kept his reputation intact, so that his family does not really know the truth either.
Yes,
right?
Make a deal, preserve their legacy, and they probably give over some information in order for that to be agreed upon.
Yeah, oh yeah, they have to do something for it. They don't just give it to them. They don't give them the choice. They pedophilia, anything against children, they don't deal with. It's an automatic execution. Yeah,
that's
the way it should be, and the way it should stay.
Yes,
right. The way it should stay. You harm another person. A child, a beast, you know, an animal, it doesn't matter. It should be automatic. That's the rule. Yes.
The last few, right? Yeah, the last few Trump rallies, he spoke about that. How did China deal with their not having any stuff go on? I forget how he put it. And he says, oh, we execute. And so he was making a point of letting people know they are not going to get away with it. Absolutely. Yep.
He was referring to the drug dealers, because your average drug dealer during their career as a drug dealer, they cause about 500 people each to die.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. The only 500? No friggin' way. No way. That number's a lot more than 500. That's being too conservative. Okay?
Probably depends upon how long they've been involved.
Ask
in the
people
the terrain.
who've worked with addicts. How many addicts there are? Okay, there's no way that each of them does 500. And you know what? They live a very good life, knowing exactly what they're doing, and at the same time, they're destroying lives. And I'm not just talking about the people that die. I'm talking about the families and what they leave behind, you know, to those families. Anybody who profits, as far as I'm concerned, off of somebody else, right? That's also should be a death sentence, or because I don't believe in life in jail anyway. You can't rehabilitate most people.
No.
We just had a 16-year-old die from a fentanyl overdose.
Uh-huh. Still? See?
Yep.
You know? Yep. And so did we.
His friend brought over two pills for him. And you hope that kid is in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm. Killed him. And listen, just the mere thought that he has to live with that, it will be hell enough. I have four kids, and three of them have had friends pass away from fentanyl, or friends of friends, you know, a boyfriend of one of their girlfriends kind of thing, or a brother, right? In one case, it was a brother, and my other daughter, it was somebody that she worked with years ago. But it still hits them, you know, it still hits the people around them. They're young, you know, they're like in their late 20s or early 30s. It's terrible. It's just, I didn't even know that thing was still around.
Yeah.
Consider this. And I think it'll resonate with you. Think about all the youngsters who have been living in the homes where the, you know, the parents or the there are Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
And what, I mean, I'm sure so many of them are getting dealt with, going to jail or worse. And I hope that in some cases they just realize, you know, this youngster does not deserve this. They didn't biologically have them. The mom's a man. I believe it has to be true that there's many youngsters who they're taking into protection from households where horrible stuff has been going on. And what they could do theoretically is they can, you know, have that child lose their identity and go into witness protection. But then in losing their identity, they can publicly put it out that the child is dead. And they can then weave in other things that the public needs to know that, you know, for example, fentanyl was hitting hard and killing young people, including teens. So they can literally weave together a story. It could very well be that the child was taken into protection, the parents were arrested, and they decided that they would concoct the story out of it. Because if you think about it, I think that's what they're doing all the time. They're constantly putting different disparate aspects of things that they want the public to know. They weave them together into a storyline, and then they put it out there. You know, I mean, the Obama nonsense in 2012, he made lying to the public legal, which is one of the things that the White Hats are using there or to our advantage. Like, okay, if we can lie to the public, then we're going to lie to them for good purposes. You know, we'll protect this child, take it away, take him or her away, and then put out enough stuff to make people, you know, wake up. So I'm only saying that in the hopes that I could be right, but in many cases, I think that is what they do. Clearly, I've thought about it. It has to be.
Yeah, and I hope that those kids also get put into the med beds quick.
Yeah. Well, I live 15 miles away from a reservation, and I'm telling you that alcohol abuse and drug use and all of that's part of my project is going to be, you know, with the reservation, my community reservation. So I hope to make a difference here real soon. You know, I do what I can do.
Yeah, you will.
I did have a native come by the other day and, you know, she was in an abusive relationship. At least she knows where I'm at. I gave her my card, my World Benevolent card. And I said, when things happen, you need to get a hold of me. But she needed some money to go. She was getting out of town. She needed to get away from the abuse. And I gave her $20. And I said, I hope this helps you. And she said, thank you. So I don't know if it really got her gas or not, but, you know, I helped whatever I could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's all you can do at the, at that moment in time. Just help them out the best you can, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was nice that she had a place that she could go, that she was safe, that,
yep,
you know, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and she knows where I'm at, you know, like, these people are finding me. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yep. They are finding me.
Well, that's how and it works.
It's actually you bringing them to you.
Well, I didn't know that, but they're finding me. And,
yeah.
You know, just to know that, you know, I'm getting ready and getting yeah, stuff organized so yeah, I can make
good. It. Excellent.
Yeah, wonderful.
Did we go through the news yet?
Nope. What kind of news?
Any news?
Well, any news? I was going to ask the question, any new updated RV information at all? And does anybody have anything that they want to share? I only have one thing here from Mark Z. And this is from a day or so ago. So he said the denier rate rumors has been released. I'm hearing from my sources 481 to and 1190, and we'll not know for sure until exchange time. International Money Organization, that seems to be a very simple pie in the sky rate. I do believe we will see the rate of 1190. I'm hoping I'm wrong. Well, no, he says, I do not believe we'll see the rate of 1190. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but the 481 sounds very possible. It's...
That's sunscreen rate, isn't it?
That's the...
481?
That's for the country and international rate, 481, which is a front screen rate.
Which is the front screen rate. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, so. I don't know why he says, oh, you know, we won't get to 1190.
Well, yeah, I
don't know why.
I think he's talking about the front screen rate, but if you're talking about the 1180, that's very possible for the back screen rate easily.
Yeah.
And that's never mind the project rate.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't ever talk about projects on that show.
No, they don't.
They don't talk about back screen rate either. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, in the news, I'm sure hearing a lot about XRP in the news. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're talking about things that we know about the quantum financial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the news, we're hearing. I see Ripple and I see different things, you know, that's going on. So it's like it's happening, but nobody else knows. Yeah. Yeah. It's coming together.
It's crazy, isn't it, Patty? To be on the front row seat watching it unfold, right? All these years, like that's what you and I and you know people in here have been. You know, because we're in the know, right? And why? Because we took the trouble to
pay attention.
We were paying attention, but
I got a question. I know that we have certain things that we're looking at, dinar, dong, whatever, rupee and all that. Do you know anything about the money from Qatar?
Nope.
Qatar, no.
Okay.
I know it's a very small place. That's all I know about it. And it's a part of the Emirates, but not the United Emirates. Whatever, not the UAE, I guess, or UEA or whatever they call it. Anyway.
Yeah. About Malawi.
It might be the rule of thumb, like for me, in regards to which countries will RV and which ones won't, are the ones who will RV are the ones who have had economic hitmen in the past. Destroying the country. So whenever there's been any kind of an invasion in the past, and then you have the economic hitman to bring down the economy of that country, and then over time, that the individual country's dollar system is lowered over time. So there's you can notice any of those countries are, which ones they are. They're the war torn ones. They're the ones who all those countries who, which have had some kind of war on them, right? So, and there's a few of them, but most there's most of the countries of the world will some of them will go up, some of them will go down, but most of them will be roughly neutral. You know, but the idea is that with the GCR is that all countries of the world will be 1-to-1 in value, for about a 30-day period. For about a 15-to-30-day period, there will be an offering of for the RV for special rates for those people who are paying attention.
Yeah, and remember, you can't get the contract rate if you have Zim. You can only get it if you don't have Zim on one of your other currencies, like dinar, like dong. Mm-hmm. Or even the Boulevard.
Yeah, there's going to be a few of them. There probably will be a couple of sleepers as well, but the Venezuelan Boulevard will be one of them, which will also be in that that basket. We're not sure how many baskets there will be, but I have a funny feeling there'll be just one big basket. There's a lot of chatter about a first, second, and third basket. But I would say under normal circumstances, that's what we'd probably get. But because we're having a GCR and it involves every country of the world, the only way I can see that is one big basket. So it'll happen all at once. But time will tell. We'll find out. Either way, we win.
We win either way. Yeah, that's good.
We're awake. We already won because we're awake.
That's right.
They are. Hi, Olga. you're muted.
I'm dragging my feet over everything as I'm doing something or being productive. And as the days go by, more material piles on, and I'm less productive. So I have no way out. others working on projects are progressing well, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Yeah, good. Yeah. What day is it on the other calendar, the Julian? Because Trump said it was going to be a good Christmas, so I don't know if he means this one or the next one.
on the Julian calendar today. If yesterday was 11/9 backwards is 9/11, so that means today is 11/10, which is also 110. And in gematria, 110 is New York, and 110 is the start.
Well, 111 is also an angel number.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I meant 111.
That's my name.
Did I say 110? I meant 11. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, 11/10 is 111. Yes, and then the angel number. And then tomorrow is 11/11. Thanksgiving 11/11.
Yeah, Thanksgiving 11/11, 22, all one.
Yeah, all ones.
That's the last four digits of my social security is 11/10.
It's funny. It's actually, my birthday is actually 10/11, but backwards, right? It's 11/10. So
I went to the grocery store yesterday and my amount came to 111.22. So 111.22.
I'm like, you gotta be giggled, right?
This is so funny.
Well, I guess you'll be framing that bill.
Yeah. And it was on 9/11 yesterday, but it was 11/22. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Yesterday but was 11/22.
Let's not forget, wasn't it Trump's executive order 11110?
Yes.
That was famous.
JFK.
Oh, sorry, JFK.
That's only a few days before they shot him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was yesterday, eh? 11/22 was yesterday because it's 23 today. So that's when his anniversary, 59 years. Holy. Wow. I remember it like it was yesterday still.
Yeah. Time flies when you have fun, right?
Yeah, you know, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Giving the junior's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. 11/25 is junior's birthday. So,
11/25, 2 days.
The Trump character, one of the men who's played him is son of George Patton, who is David Patton. The one that we knew as the New York billionaire is David Patton. And his birthday is not really June 14th. His actual birthday is December 7th. So back to 13 days between Gregorian and Julian calendar. And Junior's birthday is Friday, 11/25. 13 days later is 12/7, David Patton's birthday.
Oh.
So Junior, it just keeps getting more and more fascinating the more you realize these numbers are, I mean, it's like divinity right in your face. God communicates through numbers, and I believe it. Mm-hmm. And I had a little example yesterday of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've always noticed numbers, been in since I was a kid, and I hate math. And I flunk math, grade 10 math with 13%. So that's how much I hate it. And I had to fight the system, the educational system in the Catholic school where I was, I was in public high school, because it was bringing down my average, right? And not that I was planning on going to university or college afterwards, but I still didn't like that it was doing it, right? You know, back then they didn't identify kids, you know, who had an issue. And I have something that's called dysrhythmia, which is like an ADD, but for math. I was okay until I got to high school and we did algebra. I was fine up until algebra.
Oh, I love algebra.
You lost me. I know. And they complete. And I mean, I can remember, you know, a 45 degree angle, a 90 degree angle, and 180. I know that part. But yeah, after,
yes,
whatever came after that, totally lost me.
I wanted to go into nursing, but I didn't want to go into, I couldn't go into nursing because I did so bad in algebra. It's like, I would just not be good at giving shots because I might give the wrong dosage or something, you know, all kinds of things went through my mind, but you know, it just like, oh yeah, I hated algebra. Yep. Same thing. I've never heard of that thing
but it limits you. Can you imagine the people have that? Sorry, go ahead, Olga.
That's okay. You speak and I'll speak.
No.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I don't think it has to do with the kids who don't like math. Every kid is capable of absorbing what's given to them. It's very much up to the teacher.
Yes.
My older daughter, same, you know, good at school. But she still has a dyslexia, especially when she's under stress. And she had this professor, the teacher, she went to private school, by the way. The teacher was from Hong Kong, and he was PhD mathematician, hardly spoke English, but he was so good with kids. And she does a test of some equation developing the process, and the results is flipped. When I go for parent-teacher meeting, he calls me, says, I have to show you this. Look, everything is perfect. And she flips the number at the end. She gets 10. To me, he tells me, I gave her 10 points on this one, the max points on this one, because she did it right. And I understand why she flipped the number. You see?
Yeah.
So very much also the teacher.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the teacher expects that things are being done his or her way, it's difficult for children on any subject. But if teacher understands the child pays attention, it's all different.
There's 8 different modalities, ways that kids learn, okay, that we learn. And the school barely does 2. So this is why it's so, and it's on purpose, right? We know it's on purpose.
It's programming.
Yeah. I mean, this is why they kept women out of science for so long, right? They wouldn't even allow them to take math courses back in the 1900s, right? When lady doctors wanted to, you know, they have a calling. That's a calling. Healing is a calling, right? And they were keeping them away from their calling. And I would have been one of those because of math and because I couldn't do, what's that science thing when you look, you know, when you have to dissect the frogs and all that, not that I wanted to, biology. But anyway, what's that called?
Biology.
I wouldn't have done well in that either. And I knew that intuitively. I just knew that. And so my stream was, you know, it put me on a different path than what I might have normally wanted to do, because anything that there was math or there was physics or biology or anything like that, I couldn't do. But I think Olga's right. I think it depends a lot, first of all, on the program. Okay, the school program, but it also depends on the teachers for sure. That because that professor was amazing, right? Because he can actually zero in on the kid and know why she did what she did at the very end, which was a dyslexic thing that she did, and he didn't penalize her for it. Thank God, you know, that's like amazing to me. But our new schools, like WBG schools, will teach per child. So in other words, it'll be a custom program for each child.
Yes.
So.
But yeah, not to blame the teachers, because they're given so much useless material to present to children. They have no time to pay attention to individual child. And they just throw out all this material because that's what they were given, and they have to read it or tell it or whatever. So thanks God, it's time that we can do some changes.
One of the problems in the school system that I see is that as an individual student, we all learn differently, you know, scholastically, right? So wouldn't it be nice that when we're taught as a child, that we can learn the way we naturally learn, whatever way that is, you know,
customize it for the kids.
Because
that's why
there's so many kids that are
put out. And that's because of my experience, right?
Yeah, that's mine too.
And yours, many of us, right, that went through the system. I'm a visual learner, I found out years ago, but it was a psychologist. I think he was a psychologist. I think he was, when I had career testing done, Myers-Briggs is the test that was done. And that's where he picked up what my dyslexic part in the math was, right? So I'm not to do accounting, anything to do with numbers, which was fine by me because I don't like accounting anyway. I can do it, but I don't like it. I found it boring. It's just boring for me.
So Luna, what you said about the 8 different types of ways that we learn, I think they added a 9th. I've been aware of that for years. And I personally believe everybody should just know that there's now 9. It's just worth looking up on your computer. Everybody who's listening, there's 9 measurable types of intelligence. The last one they added is existential intelligence.
Yes.
And if I rattle off a few, they are interpersonal and interpersonal. One is how well you know yourself. One is how well you can other people.
Others,
there's
yeah.
mathematical and spatial and linguistic and bodily kinesthetic, as in, you know, an excellent gymnast, et cetera. Naturistic is one. But we who are all awake and kind of sharp, and we value our learning skills, and we're going to be helping other people learn, I think it's very worth knowing what those 9 different measurable types of intelligence are. Because when you actually sit there and think about it and dissect it, especially when you have a talk about it with someone else, you can start thinking about how some of them you feel like you're stronger in, and some of them you feel like, oh yeah, this is something I might need more work in. So I had to say that, because I value that. As somebody who's been a teacher my whole adult life, I value that greatly, because I too recognize if whomever I'm trying to help is not getting there, what else can I possibly do? How do you approach them differently? You know? Yeah. So I agree very much about the particular kinds of teachers, because the one who cares the most is going to make the most of an impression on the student.
On the kids. Yeah. And to be able to connect like that professor, to connect with the child individually like that, to me is like, that's amazing. That's just amazing. I wish I would have had that kind of consideration, you know, while I was growing up, but they didn't even bother to, it, like, you fell through the cracks. If you had any kind of dyslexic, you fell through the cracks, but, and even still today, you have to fight like crazy to get, you know, specialized education for children, right? It's called IEP in Canada. And then, you know, that also allows you now to get, but you have to fight like crazy. You have to go through a school psychologist, and, you know, the kids have to be interviewed. And most of these kids don't even want to be in school, right? Let alone be interviewed by different people, right? Until they're assessed. And then I had to do it in the high school for one of my foster teens. And it was grueling. And she didn't want to cooperate. And you can't force somebody, right? So, but they make it so difficult for them on purpose, I think, because they don't want to be bothered. Because that will also entitle them to having a tutor, and a person that sits in class and actually takes notes for them and that kind of thing, depending on what their disability is, right? And that's what it is. It's just a disability, but they call it a disability. It's actually they're not disabled. They're not in any way in their brains or anywhere else, right? But the school labels them as disabled. Because why? Because they get money from the government. So the more kids they have on IEP now, the more dollars they get, more of our tax dollars, right? Oh yeah, it's all about money. Everything is about money. Everything in this society, in this 3D world. So, yeah, kind of looking forward to closing that chapter.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, schools are, and I think, you know, in Canada, we've got better schools than in the US, from what I've heard over the years, but they're still not great. They're still not great. They're still not what they should be for the child. And so a revamping of that system is going to be just as important as it is in the healing, you know, in the medical. It's going to be, to me, it's equally as important, if not in some ways more important, because these are children and the future citizens of the world, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, hopefully we'll get that our school systems revamped like they should be.
Yeah.
You know, put them into redesign them WBG style. Properly.
Intuitive learning and connection with, you know, Mother Earth and our Gaia, right? Just to connect with nature, animals, and interactive, there'll be, you know, and I'm not talking interactive with other kids. Of course, there will be that interactive play, but it's connection with the earth, you know, teaching them how to be self-sufficient and be able to grow plants and, you know, feed themselves, right? Self-sustaining, just
basic life skills. Would not be nice.
Basic life skills. Yeah. I don't even know how a compass. I don't know my directions. So I have that dyslexic as well. I'm one of these people that has to look up to see where the sun's setting. I don't know which direction when I go outside, where my north, my south, my east, my west, even with in Canada, here in Toronto, everybody thinks of where the lake is placed and that's how they know where they are. I don't know where the lake is. So I don't know where I am most of the
you're
time.
You're not alone there, Luna.
Good thing I have a good sense really of direction. Eh?
No, but it's really funny because I help guide others.
You're
right?
Open Google Maps. You know, you open Google Maps to show you. You look at the picture and say, but where? Where yeah. should I turn now?
But where is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Luna, wasn't that, didn't you go on a trip all by yourself up to Owen Sound or something? You got
all
lost
the way to
on it.
Owen Sound. From Barrie, I went the wrong way. It was 165 kilometers. I don't know what that is in miles, but it was far.
You got lost. 165 miles
hours,
getting lost.
Words, out of my way, and then I had to go home. And the highways were so small, I couldn't follow a particular highway. They were like country roads, and then they stopped, and my GPS wasn't working. I mean, I was with a Bell Canada back then, right? Like a big service. I'm with a smaller provider now, but back then I was with a good one, and I wasn't getting the service, so I was stopping. People would see me stopped, and then they would come by, and I'd tell them that I was lost. in the middle of nowhere, and I knew I was going the wrong way because my intuition had told me to turn left way back, and I didn't listen to it. Right, I didn't listen. I went, no, I don't think so. But then, as I went by it, I kind of felt, yeah, I really think maybe I should go that way, but I didn't. So I guess I wanted an adventure that particular day. And trust me, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful summer. You know, it was late August. This was this was before I met you, wasn't it, hon? So it was more than 5 years ago then, because we've been together now here 5 years. But so it was really, it was gorgeous right by water. It was so beautiful. But my stress was getting home before dark because these highways were so small. You wouldn't be able to see the signs. Do you know what I mean? Like I'd never get home. So it was a holiday weekend. And basically what happened is I went through my phone book and it, when I could get my phone to actually work, because remember I wasn't getting service as well. And finally found a friend of mine who happened to be home. It was Thanksgiving weekend, and our Thanksgiving is in October, middle of October, or just before the middle of October. And anyway, she was home, and what she did is she became my GPS. So she did it like on her phone, and then just told me where to turn and all that kind of stuff. So it was like I had a real live person's voice guiding me home till I got to the major, you know, road, and then I could say goodbye to her because I knew where I was going, right? But yeah, 165 kilometers out of my way. Yeah, it was fun. You have to laugh, right? You have to laugh because otherwise you cry, and I'm not crying. So because I figure they wanted me to go on this adventure, or I wanted me to go on this adventure, whatever. Something was pulling me over there. Nothing happened. I didn't meet anybody. I mean, there were a couple of nice people that stopped and, you know, tried to help me. But, you know, yeah. So.
Luna, I wonder if, and I want so much to believe this is true, when we have all of our DNA strands reactivated, you're aware of that, right? I wonder if all of a sudden, if all these abilities that some of us don't possess, we have.
Yeah, are going to be turned on. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they will. So, yep, for sure.
Yep.
Imagine not getting lost anymore.
Bed. No, but just, I can't even imagine that actually. But I also believe that, that a lot of that is going to be corrected when we go into the med beds, right? When they re-atomize our system. I do, I really believe that. So, and that, that's an intuitive thing, right? That it's not anything that I've heard from anybody. That's just me, how I feel about it. So, yeah. And I don't think a lot of us need to get regressed. I think we're going to get back a lot more energy that we should have had all along. And I'm looking forward to that very much.
I think
everybody think we're going to sleep much either. RJ, I don't think we're going to end up sleeping as much as we've been sleeping, because I think a lot of that is because of EMF and, you know, all that stuff around us, right?
Yeah. And I think that might be why a lot of us have had a hard time sleeping in the past couple of years. It's not just that we're upset. I think there's something in the energy and this whole transitional experience that is indicating you're not sleeping that much like you used to, because in the near future you won't require it. You won't be sleeping. We all know we have the pineal gland, and I think we all know now that gravity is a myth, that it's really magnetism. But has anybody else here read or seen any information about how there's literally all these bits of metal in our cells and our brains?
Mm-hmm.
AKA, we really are so much more of a receiver, like an antenna, than we ever could have imagined. I mean, you know, and the third eye is not the third eye, it's the first eye. And it really does have everything that your two external eyes have. It has everything that they have, you know, in deep in your brain. So I mean, what's that going to be like? You know, we have lasers coming out of our eyes.
Yeah, I think that just is part of clear sight, right? The third eye, or the first eye, or what you called it. I think it's just, I think once they clean the pineal off of most people, the abilities that all of us are born with, which is our intuitive abilities, or the senses, right? The clairs and all that. I think a lot of people are going to find out that they have those fully developed once it gets cleaned.
It's going to be very cool.
Can't hear you, Patty.
Oops. Yeah. Will everybody have that ability, or is it just certain?
Everybody has that ability.
Yeah, everybody has all psychic abilities, but not all psychic abilities are developed fully. So so in other words, everyone has the ability to do everything, but not everyone has developed their gifts properly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And the pineal has been suppressed, right? With the metals, with, you know, all the other junk that is in our food, right?
Yeah, fluoride.
Right. In our air, right? So yeah, it's going to be very interesting how we're going to feel. Even, you know, I look forward to that day walking out of the med bed. I actually think about it a lot, how different we're going to feel. Lighter.
I've been talking to people, and you know, I'll be thinking something, and then they'll say the same thing that I'm thinking. And it's like, that's way too weird. But you know what, Luna, I and all you guys, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow we're all related somehow. Or I just have this feeling like we're family. Because all of your voices sound so familiar to me. And it's like.
Yeah, but we're a soul group. That's why. We are a family who's come together after thousands of years, right? To do this work. To do humanitarian stuff, right?
It's like music to my ears. It's like, I know that voice and I love it. I look forward to of Wednesdays and Saturdays and talking to everybody or just hearing your voices.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it is special. Yeah, we don't look like strangers to each other, do we? Mm-mm. Like you've known us not forever.
Not at all.
Right? No?
Hey, James.
No.
Hey.
Hey, James.
I was reading and I told Gio, I forget what it was that I said.
The
I was
Ascension
reading.
Papers. Who? Ascension papers. The Ascension papers.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah.
so easy reading.
It was.
So,
it's a beautiful book.
Yeah. And it really grasped my attention, which I have very bad attention in reading. You know, I can't, mm-hmm. it's hard for me to read a book because I have to read the same flipping
over and over again.
But this, for some reason, the way he had it written, I'm only on page 32 or whatever, but it was so easy reading. Plus, I had it on my laptop, which made the print bigger for my sorry eyeballs. But it was so, I'm waiting for the time where I can find to sit and listen and watch or read it again or, you know, to continue because he was so interesting. Very.
Yeah. So all that disability that you have when you come out of the first appointment, where they atomize you, right? Because you'll have different appointments, right? Depending on what kind of work has to be done, that'll disappear as soon as you come out, as soon as it's re-atomized, because it'll go into your cells and fix it. So I keep all thinking, our ADD, ADHD, it'll all disappear.
Well, I keep thinking, you know, what did I take or what did we take that is making our mind fuzzy to give us that Alzheimer's
feeling? It's in the air as well. It's not just in our foods. So it's in the air. It's in our water, right?
It's in our vaccines.
It's in the vaccines they gave you as a kid.
Okay.
And everything.
It's in everything.
Honestly. Becky, there was a I really need to find this. I reference it a lot. I saw an entire list of patents that they created against the human brain, and each one, and there were I think at least 20, each one would be imperceptible in and of itself, but when you combine 20 or so different frequencies that all are meant to do the same thing, which is to hinder the human brain from thinking at its full capacity. 20 different kinds of experience going into your brain? That's the answer that I'm happy to give you. Sorry, I, Becky. If I'm New York, dude, you're sorry, I, Becky. Until you're not. But that's, I hope the plug's been pulled on all that. I mean, I would imagine that the plug must have been pulled on all that, which is, I think why, you know, even the people that we think are sleeping, we're all aware that some more than others, they're starting to become more aware, you know. We're going to a whole level where it's like, you better start waking up because we're becoming supernatural. So wake up now. Well, Luna, I love you said that.
Thank you. I've always struggled in school too. And I did take some college courses, but I never went forth to get a degree, and I always felt that jealousy of people who have that ability to like read something, retain it, go in, take a test, you know. And it's like, it's sad because I would struggle and write a paper I thought was so good, like an English class or whatever. And then I'd get a C instead of an A, and then it would blow my whole demeanor, you know? I would just feel so bad because I got that bad grade. And it's like, but I tried, I tried. What's wrong with me? You know, kind of feeling.
But I think we have to also remember, school does not teach anyone how to think. You regurgitate. Right. You tell me what I told you to tell me, and then I consider you smart. Which is ridiculous. And yeah. Everything is external. Everything is outside of yourself. You don't learn about you, which is the first thing you should learn about, because it's your body. You have to walk the world with it. I have mm-hmm. a son who's 13, and he's never even been to so much as daycare. No traditional school ever. Because I think they take you and they get you prepared to just keep the cog, to be another wheel in the cog or another cog in the wheel, you know, to just mm-hmm. keep the whole system running so you could get a job in their system. But it never yeah. teaches you anything about who you are. So those tests are so limiting, like everyone said, that just they don't tell you, in my opinion, anything that's that you need to know to really manipulate and to live amongst the you know, each other. I just think it's a whole bad system, and the whole thing needs to be revamped, because a lot of the history is wrong.
Right.
The math, yes. if you don't figure it out the way they said figure it out and you got the right answer, is wrong. It's ridiculous. You know, so to me, the whole thing needs to be just taken down and start all over again.
Yeah. And when I was in the fostering system, they would pay attention to babies, because I took care of babies who were drug and alcohol addicted. They were born that way. And so they would be concerned about their milestones, right? Making their milestones, you know, because most kids at 6 months, you know, by 6 months, they can roll over, right? They can sit up, right? So it's those kind of milestones that they would watch. And I used to think to myself, that's really funny that they care, that there's a system that actually, and it's good. I'm not saying that it's bad, but then I was thinking about school. And growing up in school, and how they didn't seem to care that there were kids like me, you know, in the system that couldn't do math, or, you know, and there was, you know, I'm a lot, I mean, Gio and I are probably the oldest here, except maybe for Richard. But you know what I mean? Like those things weren't around then.
I'm oldest. Right?
And yeah. It's just like mind-boggling what they choose. You know, again, in the foster care system, that was about money, because the kids were labeled, so they got extra money, right? So it was important to put as many labels on them as possible. So if they didn't do their milestones, then it put them in a different class. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, I understood it, but I kind of kept thinking back to school when I was in school. And actually school, when I was in school, didn't change much when my kids went through the school. The only thing that changed was math. And I think it got harder because I couldn't even help them anymore then, right? Because it was not what I took, and I wasn't that great at it anyway, but yeah. So fortunately, my kids didn't require tutors. They were all, including my girls, managed to get through the school. My son was like, he solved a mathematical problem that, you know, the masters solved, but he didn't solve it in the same way, but it still got the same result. And that was, you know, for years while my girls were going through after him. You're Justin's sister. So my one daughter, the one right after him, who's 3 years younger, she said, yeah, but I'm not Justin. So she knew her abilities in math were not as strong as his. So he was excited, because he was thinking, you know, here's another one that's going to maybe, you know, invent something or you know. Anyway, it was all of them had to basically live down his reputation. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I was proud of him though, you know. So anyway, what else? Anybody else want to talk about something else?
I'd like to point a couple things out real quick. Rebecca was talking about like Alzheimer's and things like that. Just touching back on that real quick. It's very important to pay attention to what's in, you know, like what we eat, drink, and everything else. And especially to pay attention to what's in the toothpaste you used. If there's fluoride in your toothpaste, I recommend stop using that immediately and get fluoride-free toothpaste. And the deodorant, if there's aluminum in the deodorant that you use, I recommend getting aluminum-free deodorant as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's cancer-causing and proven to breast cancer.
Alzheimer's.
So, and Alzheimer's, yeah. Yeah. Yep, changed that 35 years ago when I found out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pronto.
So I found out something interesting the other day that I didn't know.
Sure.
How many of you guys have O blood type? O positive, O negative?
So, I don't even know my blood type.
I know. I know that they want that kind of blood.
I'm A positive.
A positive? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm O positive. And I found out that O blood types, let's see here, it says, the O blood group was physically brought here by the Anunnaki from Sirius B. The D protein was engineered by the Anunnaki to make Earth humans compatible with Anunnaki people for hybridization.
Yeah.
And they says 85% of the world has the D protein. So 85% of the world has the D protein. That means that they were hybridized from the Anunnaki from Sirius B.
Mm.
I've read something similar to that.
I heard that too.
People with O blood types, more often than not, people with O blood type have a Draco blood in them.
Holy cow, that's me.
We're ETs.
Yes. Yeah,
we're all ETs.
We're all ETs. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're all A or whatever, we're all ETs.
Nanu, nanu.
Exactly. Yep. He was telling us all those years ago, eh?
Yep.
And it said the O negative and O positive blood bodies are more capable of accepting souls from higher dimensions.
Okay. So walk-ins. In other words,
so there you go.
And there's supposed to be a high number of them on this planet right now for this transition.
What's a walk-in?
A walk-in is where, say, I've decided that I don't want to finish my my time here for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. I give permission to another, usually a master. In other words, somebody who's wise. Who's come here for that experience. In this case, it's to help humanity ascend. They can't wait 30 years for a baby to grow up. Do you know what I mean? So they come in to a body that's already
functioning,
mature and adult, up and running. Functioning.
Yeah. And the people that are around them, I haven't known anybody personally who knows a walk-in. But I've heard a lot about them. And there'll be a slight difference. They won't like certain foods that the other person liked. I would personally myself, I would presume that their partner knows that it's not the other person. I don't know, but I have heard accounts that they do know that they're different. So in some ways, for example, they liked playing video games. Now all of a sudden they don't like playing them, or they liked a particular food and now they don't eat that food anymore. Those kinds of differences is what I'm talking
about. Sometimes. Yeah. It's also a personality, slight personality difference as well.
And a slight personality. Yeah. So might be, not so quiet as opposed to really quiet.
But what happens to the original, if the walk-in is now, embodied in that physical vessel, what happened to the original soul?
They go back to source.
It's back to source. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this stuff that I can't grasp.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. We'll learn more and more about that as time goes on.
I went to see my daughter.
It doesn't affect you. It's not going to affect everybody. It's just certain people. But there's many people on YouTube that talk about it. I can, if anybody's interested, I can give you some websites or a website.
Well, I went to see my daughter, Jessica, earlier today, and, you know, we're getting ready for our Thanksgiving tomorrow and stuff that. Right. And so I ran some food over to her. Anyway, she's struggling. She's really, really struggling because her husband is the drug addict, and he's mentally bad. I mean, he's really bad. He's even said he doesn't need his medicine anymore. So like, oh my gosh, we're at that point again. And every time he turn around, she's in tears. And I said, honey, it's going to get better. I know that I had a vision of a house that I ran across, and I'm like praying on it. I'm like, I'm going to find that house. I'm going to find that house. That house is going to be, I'm being all positive about that house that she desperately wants. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm praying on, I'm praying. And I told her, I said, Jessica, just hang in there. It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay for her, what she's going through. And I feel for her, but I know that I can't let that bring me down. And that's what I was telling Gio the other Sunday night when we were on his thing. And, so I, you know, I just have to take it one step at a time and try to keep her sanity about her, because I don't want her to have a stroke from blood pressure problems and her worry. You know, as a mom, I tend to do that. And so I just, you know, and my grandson is going to be 11 in December 1st, and he sees all this, and she says, he made a comment. Well, I'm used to dad now, because, and it's not his real dad, but he says, I'm used to it because I know he's sick, you know, and so she'll start crying again, because she knows she is watching him live through this, like it's okay to have a mentally ill dad, you know? So, you know, it's like, I keep thinking the med beds is going to solve this problem, but when, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was just kind of a rough afternoon before I came on, you know, today. And I just have to keep a positive for her and for the family, you know, just to keep going. But back to something that was said a while back. I know what it was, that you told me that we have our own date, I guess, that we've made a pact with our lifespan, right? Is I'm saying that kind of sort of right? That we have, so
contract.
I keep,
you have a contract.
I keep praying that I can see this through, at least to meet you guys or get to the point where I can at least start my, what money I have, that I've got for my projects. I don't want to go too early because I want to see that. Is that wrong? Is that silly?
No, but you're not going to go anyway. Nobody has to die now to ascend. We're not going to, we can live, the med beds will allow you to live up to 100, 200, 250 years.
Yeah, but didn't you say that there's a pact we've made that we're going to, you know, that we said, okay, well, we're going to die at, I'm 69. So I made a pact that I'm going to die at 70.
Yeah, but do you think knowing that you were going to go through ascension with your body, do you think you would have made that kind of contract? You don't think you would want to stay and help humanity and see how humanity actually develops for the next 100 years, say?
Well, no,
it's quite different than it is today.
It also depends upon what else is in your contract. If you got a whole bunch of things that you've agreed to in your contract, and you've only got, let's say, one or two of them that you've attained, well, you still got a whole bunch of more work to do. So you're going to be sticking around for a while.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. Yay. Yeah. Yes. Because I said 100, I'm going to live to at least 150. Okay. So
that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do, girl. It's going to take us a long time.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Right. I'm looking forward to it. Yep. And that's all part of learning what in that book that I was reading, you know, that so that helped.
Yeah.
Yep. I got to get back to looking papers. At that.
Yeah. Right. Great.
So does anybody know what happened? I know you may have already talked about this. I've had a busy day today and sorry guys, I fell asleep for a little while.
That's all right. It's understandable.
But my understanding was that we were anticipating that the redemptions were going to start taking place at the beginning of this week. Obviously that didn't happen, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are we now, because I read somewhere this morning, now they're talking about just before Christmas.
we don't pay attention to those.
No, just it is what it is, and it'll happen when it's meant to happen. Yeah, there is no firm date yet. Yeah. Anybody gives you a date or a time is full of it.
They're lying.
There was no firm dates. They were just saying, you know, well, this sounds like a good time, you know, right before Christmas or right after Thanksgiving, maybe Friday. You know, it's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm. Keep it in your mind. The military is operating largely on Julian calendar time. So if you think about it, that means that we can go all the way to 12/12 and November because it's 13 days apart.
Yeah.
So you can get to 12/13 is 11/30.
We'd still be in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last day of November on the Julian calendar is December 13th.
That is so just weird.
But at the same time, there's calendar. They're also sort of sometimes referring to that. And the simplest way to see that is that SEP, as in September, means seven. But September is the ninth month. That's off by two. Like Oct is eight, but it's the tenth month. Nov is nine, and it's off by two. So we are right now also, we're also in September.
Know what I mean? And it's supposed to be, isn't it supposed to be 13 months, not 12? Because they've cut out so many days.
Yeah. Yep, 13 lunar cycles in a year. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all, they screwed us up. And Sunday is not supposed to be the day of resting. It's supposed to be our most active day of the week on our first day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we know where that one starts? The new calendar, do we know? Or
no, they haven't announced it yet. So we don't know.
I think it's gonna really happen though. It has to be fixed.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll have to go now. Another arrangement.
Bye, Olga.
It's really nice being here. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care. Yeah. Take care.
Bye. Going back to the dates real quick. When we see like a lot of people post dates on Telegram about certain things supposed to happen, I think that could also be a form of disinformation to throw off anyone with ill will, you know, the enemy, so to speak.
Yep. For sure.
It helps them mess up and get caught.
Yay. Okay, so I have a question for you all. How many of you are working on becoming an American state national?
Jasara is going to take care of that.
I was wondering the same thing. I've been going through circles and circles and circles going, I need to get this done. I need to get this done. And I'm thinking, but if we have Jasara and Nasara, it will take
already,
care of it.
Jasara and Nasara has already we've already had soft disclosure on that. And Trump did that at a rally a couple of months ago, I think. No, a month ago.
Okay.
And the 120 days, there has to be an election. That 120th day is the 4th of March. So something between now and then This has to come. Jasara, all this is going to come.
Right, right. Well, that's good to know.
What he said, specifically what he said, was something to do with golden. You'll see it referred to in on Telegram. He said it was a golden year or something like that. Well, that's what Jasara is. It's the new
golden age.
Golden age, right?
It's the golden age.
Yeah, it's also, there's another word, jubilee, right? It's a jubilee year.
Yeah,
right.
In the Bible. Yeah. So this is a prediction. It's a was predicted in the Bible. So.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I completely understand your concerns about this, Jenny, because I was in the same boat myself. I had several months ago, I had started the process of getting my passport as a state citizen and slowly exiting out of the system. But I started thinking, what would be the point when Nisara Jasara is announced?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's a money grab right now for those guys.
So what do you, I guess my next question then be, because, you know, I'm really wanting to tell all my creditors to take a flying jump.
Mm-hmm. Right now, just pay your absolute minimum. Play your absolute minimum. Play the game, keep them off you, but don't pay any more than that.
Yeah, just remember, when you're paying your bills off, anything through any bills or any anything to do with a bank, bank debt, will be paid off. It'll be zeroed out at some point when Jasara is officially announced. I know it's all already paid off, but I'm talking realistically. It's not for everybody yet, right? So,
but we know, I don't know in what state, but we have heard of people in different states that have not paid their mortgages or their water bill, what do you call it, electricity, that kind of stuff. And
utility bill.
They're still living in their home.
Yeah.
I have paid no utilities 2020 in New York to Con Ed. Get it? Con. Because Edison was a con. I have not paid that 2 years and I still have power. And I stopped paying rent 11 months ago.
How did you stop paying? Or did you send him a notice? When you want to start making
the rent?
Anything? Yeah, for your electricity.
No, for your... actually, I just stopped paying.
Huh.
Yeah. I have a quick question here. What if you've put a charge on a credit card and it's not like something you really need, you know? Let's just say you went and bought yourself a necklace and it's not a necessity. Will does that count?
They're not gonna
No, it's not the necklace. It's the credit card.
Yeah, it's a credit
it's
card.
The
yeah.
They're not going to go. They're not going to go line item by line item on everybody's credit cards.
No.
It's the whole bill.
Yeah, it'll
the whole thing goes.
It's whatever is on your credit card.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you know, going to the grocery store, that's a necessity, but, you know, buying yourself whatever, a necklace or a shirt.
No, it's whatever. Well, whatever.
She didn't have any shirts to wear.
Yeah, it's whatever is in your on your credit card or in your bank account.
On your account
will be zeroed out
in that account. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You'll know when it happens.
That doesn't mean that I'm, you know, going to take liberty with all of my, you know, with my credit card and just go have a great old time on the town.
Yeah, well,
I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, well, some people will do that, but the problem with that is that we don't know when it's going to be paid off or zeroed out. So, you know, let's say it's not going to be zeroed out for another year, and meanwhile, you've gone on for a big spending spree. Well, you know,
yeah,
they're all going to be after you for a whole year before it gets zeroed out.
I heard, I don't know if anybody else heard this, but I heard that Trump actually signed that order for Jasara. He signed it into activation. In other words, it got activated before he left, office.
Yeah.
So last year and a half, we've heard of people's mortgages being paid, mm-hmm. not just in the US, but in Canada as well, or their car loans, student loans, you know, and these are people that we know, okay, that we know personally that have had them zeroed out, you know, went to go pay their car payment at the bank, and they said there's no total.
Yeah, the only exception to that, the only exception to that is if you have third party debt. So in other words, if you have, let's say, an uncle or an aunt or a friend, let's say, who loaned you some money to put your down payment on your house or something like that, or whatever, you're still responsible for that debt because it's not directly related to a bank. So, but anything that's directly related to a bank will be zeroed out at some point.
When Trump had one of his rallies back in January or February, when he's speaking, because a lot of times he repeats the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, so, that's a calm.
But he adds, huh?
They call that a calm.
So he's communicating something.
He repeats.
So, you know, he'll add something to each one. But this particular one, in February, there was a ticker tape across
the bottom.
And the Sarah was announced. Yes, and then afterwards, you know, people were talking about it. It has been announced because it was on that ticker tape.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was on one of the RSBN's streams.
RSBN. Yeah, it was. I remember I'm the one actually that when I saw that, I got all excited. Right. And then we started to hear about people's stuff. It didn't happen right away, but within like a couple of months, 2-3 months, we started hearing about it. So now that he said something about the golden year or however he phrased it, to me, that was another disclosure, right, about Jassara. To let us know, I think, that actually it is set, right? So
are they able to pay people's rent? Is that what's happening? Because I owe way over a year. I had a year paid because they had a hardship due to COVID. So that they took care of 1 year. And now what's happening is they're trying to press me to sign another lease, which I really don't want to sign. I don't want to get into
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know that rent is going to be, it depends on if you put it on a credit card or not. So that's the only way the rent would get paid out.
Yeah, we don't have enough information yet in terms of what the new world will look like. Right now, we just know generically that things are going to get zeroed out if it's any sort of bank debt. So in the meantime, just try and pay off the minimum balances, whatever they are, the best you can.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's still, you have to remember, we still, even though we are moving to 5D, we still have a foot in 3D, and we still have to deal with a little bit of 3D BS, even though we don't want to.
Yeah.
It's part of the game, unfortunately. It's part of the transition.
Yep.
Nah, I don't like it any more than anyone else does. But it is what it is.
That's right. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Anything else we want to talk about today? Well, not too much.
Well, you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Those of you that are celebrating it.
You too. And Luna, can I talk to you before or after everybody else hangs up? Yep. This is Ginny.
Yeah. Sure, okay. Ginny.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.